here in the United States. It's a very busy day at the United States Supreme Court, partly because of anticipation about a possible announcement of a retirement, and we'll bring you the latest news on that as we learn it. But also, the Supreme Court has been putting out a number of momentous decisions today, including a couple involving the use of the Ten Commandments in public places. The decisions would seem to be opposing one another. In one case, the High Court ruled the state of Kentucky cannot display the Ten Commandments in county courthouses. In a second decision, the court ruled the state of Texas is allowed to display a Commandments monument on the Capitol grounds. NPR's Nina Totenberg has been covering all of this. And Nina, what do you make of those two decisions?
Well, they're not as unexpected as you might imagine. This is sort of what most people expected the court to do, although the deciding vote turns out to be Justice Stephen Breyer and not, as expected, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. In the Kentucky case, the court said this display had an obviously religious purpose. The proponents of the display put it up saying that it was a tribute to recognition of Jesus Christ as the Prince of Ethics, and nothing can change that purpose, and that, as Justice Souter said, writing for the 5-member majority, that the very strife that led to the formation of this country is that this kind of denominational strife, and instead we have to have a neutral system. A neutral system of laws that takes no position whatsoever on religion. Now, in the Texas case, this monument's been up there for 40 years. There was no stated religious purpose to it. And Justice Breyer said it's a close question. He was the fifth vote. He said it's a close question, but it's been there without anybody really worrying about it, and that therefore I would tip the balance in the practical sense for allowing it to continue to be there.
So the court said it's basically how the monument is designed and how it is used. Now, very briefly, Nina, is there any news on the possible, if it happens, retirement of William Rehnquist today?
No. He said nothing from the bench today, and he may say something later today, or he may not, or he may say something later in the week, or he may not.
Thanks very much, Nina.
Thank you.
And we will bring you the latest information as we learn it. That's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. You can read more about her analysis of possible successors at npr.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.